Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Did you hear that sound we just played? In case you didn't catch it, we'll play it again. Many of you will recognize it as the call of the red-winged blackbird, and it's one of the sounds we most look forward to in early March. These birds are one of the early spring arrivals, and we often hear them before we see them. Their call is, for us, one of the sweet sounds of the oncoming springtime.
Once we hear the red-winged blackbirds, we look carefully in the low parts of trees and shrubs, especially along wetlands and creek areas. We'll spot the male's black body and red and yellow shoulder patch long before we see the more drably colored female, for the male will be perched in the cattails or shrubs, announcing his territory and calling out for the arriving females. After the females arrive, there is a great show of wing patches and fluttering around on the part of the males as they compete for the attention of the females. Nest building, of course, follows, with nests located in the reeds and shrubs near water or in marshlands. Each pair will have two or three broods in one season, building a new nest for each. These are hard-working birds.
At the same time that we look for the first blackbirds, we'll look overhead for another sign of spring, the large bird sailing overhead in the thermals. That black shape with wings spread upward in a V will be the turkey vulture. This unloved but necessary carrion cleanup expert also arrives in early March, and it is often a contest for us to see which one of us will spot the first turkey vulture. If you are unsure whether that large bird sailing overhead is a hawk, an eagle, or a vulture, pay close attention to the wings. Hawks and eagles sail with their wings rather flat, while the vulture sails with wings spread upward in a V shape or dihedral.
In early March, we also make sure that our bluebird nesting boxes are cleaned out, because these lovely birds will be emerging from their winter hideouts and actively searching for a place to build their next nest. We try to make it as easy as possible for the bluebirds, providing several boxes because they are often chased out by tree swallows and house wrens, which are later arrivals. These boxes have proven to be very important because the decline in the bluebird population has been reversed simply because people have provided nesting boxes for them. It's a great example of how we can help birds rebound from a population decline.
While you are out for your early spring walks and looking for these arrivals, don't forget to watch the creeks and ponds for the waterfowl that are now arriving. Mergansers, mallards, wood ducks, and others will be seen more and more often now as they also look for places to raise their next brood. And as you are doing that, you will no doubt get another treat, hearing the sharp, high-pitched peeping of our little frog friends, the spring peepers, as they begin calling for their mates.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.